Water cooling is provided by a thin cooler tube running inside the electrode holder, which introduces the water to the electrode. Then the water flows back around the tube inside the electrode holder. The electrode holder has a cooling water inlet and outlet connection. The inlet connection always leads the cooling water into the thin tube. The end of the thin tube should be cut in such a way and as close to the electrode as possible, so that the outflow of the cooling water is not obstructed. This is typically achieved by cutting the tube end to 45 degrees. The correct length of the cooling tube is essential with regards to cooling efficiency. If the cooling tube is too short, the efficiency of cooling can be reduced to near zero, because a water vapor plug can develop at the end of the cooling tube. Should it develop, this plug would prevent the cooling water from reaching the required spot, the inner side of the electrode tip. If the correct measurements are used, the inner cross-section of the cooling tube is the same as the cross-section of the surrounding area, thus providing the appropriate flow for cooling. The recommended water flow is at least 3 liters per minute. In addition to cooling the electrode, the cooling water also regulates the electrode holder's temperature.